Captain Flynn and the Pirate Dinosaurs by Giles Andre. This is Flynn. He's wearing his pirate t-shirt and colouring in a picture he has drawn of a dinosaur. Flynn loves dinosaurs. One day at school, Flynn was colouring in a new dinosaur picture when he realised he didn't have quite enough pens. "Why don't you have a look in the art cupboard, Flynn?" said Mrs. Pye, his teacher. "I think there are more colours at the back." So Flynn opened the door and stepped into the cupboard. And there were lots of paints and rolls of paper and pots of glue, but Flynn couldn't see any pens. And as he searched, he heard a noise. And then sniffle, shuffle, shuffle. Right at the back of the cupboard, under an old curtain, was something shaking and shuddering like a giant jelly. Flynn crept closer and closer, and when he lifted up the curtain, he couldn't believe his eyes. It was a real, live pirate captain. "Hello," said Flynn, "what's the matter?" The pirate, whose name was Captain Stubble, sniffed and looked at Flynn. "My ship! They've stolen my ship!" he sobbed. "One minute I was fast asleep, and the next I was in the water watching my precious ship, the Acorn, sail away." "But who has stolen it?" asked Flynn. "I don't know," said Captain Stubble. "But as I watched, I heard a roar, and then a strange kind of song, and it went yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, something, something, go, go, go."
"Very strange," said Flynn. "How will you get your ship back?"
"I don't know," blustered Captain Stubble. "I can't do it on my own."
"I could help," said Flynn bravely. "And so will we." It was Flynn's friends, Pearl, Tom and Violet. "We love adventures," they said. And just at that moment, the back of the cupboard fell away and they all tumbled out into a bright blue day where an old pirate ship was waiting. "She's not quite what I'm used to," said Captain Stubble, "but if this ship helps me to find my beloved Acorn, then she'll do for me. All aboard."
"Right, me arties," said Captain Stubble. "If you're going to be pirates, you'll need to look like pirates." Flynn brandished a gleaming silver cutlass. "And since you seem to be so brave, Flynn," he said, "you can be captain of the ship. I'd much rather be the cook." And so Captain Flynn took over, and they sailed and sailed in search of the Acorn. Pirates were about to give up hope when Pirate Violet shouted from the crow's nest, "Ship ahoy!" And Stubble grabbed his telescope. "That's my precious Acorn," he cried. "Let's board it," cried Captain Flynn, "and reclaim your ship from those pirate baddies. All hands on deck." And they sailed faster and faster and got closer and closer. And when they were nearly alongside, Captain Flynn put the telescope to his eye and his face went white.
"They're not just ordinary pirates," he stammered. "They're pirate dinosaurs."
And that is exactly what they were. There was a pirate Diplodocus, a pirate Stegosaurus, a pirate Triceratops, and a pirate Pterodactyl. And right at the helm of the ship, steering its course with his claws on the wheel, was a great big pirate Tyrannosaurus Rex. And when he saw Captain Flynn, he roared an almighty roar. And the dinosaurs sang out in their terrible voices, "Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, pirate dinosaurs, go, go, go." "Attack!" cried Captain Flynn, and a great battle began. Clang and clash and swish and splash. And it wasn't long before all the pirate dinosaurs jumped overboard in terror. All except the Tyrannosaurus Rex. He roared an almighty roar, and Captain Flynn could see his huge, sharp yellow teeth and his tonsils wobbling ferociously at the back of his throat.
"I challenge you to a duel," shouted Captain Flynn. "I am going to cut you up into little pirate sausages," yelled the Tyrannosaurus Rex, dribbling greedily. "And then I'm going to put you on the barbecue and eat you up with much too much tomato ketchup," he added. "Oh, no, you're not," yelled Captain Flynn and charged. Their cutlasses flashed and crashed and bashed and smashed for at least 2 hours and 20 minutes until finally the Tyrannosaurus Rex was exhausted. "Captain Flynn," he stammered, "I surrender. You are such a great pirate that you should be the captain of all the pirate dinosaurs. Please spare me and I promise I'll be the goodest goody in the world. Honest." "Then maybe one day I'll be your captain," replied Captain Flynn. "But now we'd better get back to school. It's almost lunchtime." So Captain Flynn took the wheel of the Acorn, and while Pirate Pearl and Pirate Tom and Pirate Violet untied the crew, Stubble made a delicious shark's fin stew. And when they got to the harbour, they waved goodbye to Captain Stubble and the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Flynn saw that the door they had fallen through was still hanging open. And so they all clambered in. And instantly, they were back among the paints and rolls of paper and pots of glue. And Flynn grabbed some colouring pens and they all crept back into the classroom. "And they all lived happily ever after," said Miss Pye, closing the book she'd been reading. "You've been in that cupboard a long time, Flynn. What have you been doing?" And Flynn smiled secretly at his friends. "Oh, nothing," he said. "Nothing really, at all."